आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। बोथ हाउसेज ऑफ पार्लियामेंट टू रिज्यूम डिस्कशन ऑन द मोशन ऑफ थैंक्स ऑन प्रेसिडेंट्स एड्रेस इन पार्लियामेंट। डेली गियर्स अप फॉर असेंबली पोल्स टुमारो। ऑल अरेंजमेंट्स पुट इन प्लेस फॉर स्मूथ कॉन्डक्ट ऑफ इलेक्शंस। Union Home Minister Amit Shah to chair security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk to take holy dip at Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj this morning. President Donald Trump pauses US tariffs for 1 month against Mexico and Canada. Tariffs on China come into effect today. And in table tennis, India's Manoj Shah and Dia Chitale to play mixed doubles pre-quarterfinals in WTT Singapore Smash. Both the Houses of Parliament will resume the discussion on the motion of thanks on President's address today. Moving the motion in the Lok Sabha yesterday, BJP MP Ramveer Singh Bhidodi listed the achievements of the Narendra Modi-led government, including public welfare schemes. He attacked the Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government for allegedly failing to implement central schemes like Ayushman Bharat and the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in the capital. Mr. Bhidodi also raised issues of poor road conditions, air pollution and public transport in the city. He further accused former Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal of lavish spending on his official residence. Later, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi criticized the President's speech, calling it a repeat of previous years and a laundry list of government's achievements. Rahul Gandhi raised concerns about unemployment and said the government has failed to address the unemployment issue despite the country's growth. He pointed out that manufacturing share of the GDP has dropped from 15.3% to 12.6%, the lowest in the past 60 years.
The Prime Minister proposed the Make in India program. I think a good idea. We saw the statues, we saw the functions, we saw the so-called investment. I could say that the Prime Minister tried, and I think conceptually Make in India was a good idea, but it's pretty clear that he failed.
BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that Congress is uncomfortable whenever the Mahakumbh is mentioned, noting that 35 crore people have participated in the event so far. He accused Congress of feeling entitled to govern the country.
राष्ट्रपति जी ने जो कुंभ में महान आयोजन चल रहा है उसकी भी चर्चा की है। खत्ता हुआ उसकी भी जांच चल रही है और उस जांच में भी षड्यंत्र की बू आ रही है। जब पूरा जांच सामने आएगी तो वो हादसा किसने करवाया उनको शर्म से झुकना पड़ेगा। ये कुंभ का नाम सुनते और सनातन का नाम सुनते उनको परेशानी क्यों हो जाती है। और एक बात मैं इस सदन में साफ साफ करना चाहता हूँ, सनातन का अपमान नहीं सहेगा हिंदू।
Other MPs also raised concerns during the discussion. Naresh Chandra Uttam Patel of the Samajwadi Party pointed out the absence of a mention of the minimum support price MSP guarantee in the President's address. Dr. Kakoli Ghosh Dastidar of the TMC criticized the omission of food inflation and farm loan waivers. Arvind Ganpat Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT spoke about schemes benefiting the farmers but raised concerns about disparities in the education system. The discussion saw participation from several other MPs, including K. Kanimori of DMK, JDU's Dileshwar Kameth, IUML's E.T. Mohammad Bashir, RLD's Rajkumar Sangwan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has accused the Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi of deliberately speaking falsehoods about Dr. Jaishankar's visit to the US in December last year. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he went to meet the Secretary of State and NSA of the Biden administration. He also chaired a gathering of Indian Consuls General and met the incoming NSA designate. The External Affairs Minister stressed that at no stage was an invitation regarding the Prime Minister discussed. He added that it is common knowledge that Prime Minister Narendra Modi does not attend such events and India is generally represented by special envoys. He claimed that Mr. Gandhi's lies may be intended politically, but they damaged the nation abroad. BJP MPs met Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar and submitted a notice of breach of parliamentary privilege against senior Congress leader and MP Sonia Gandhi for her derogatory remarks against President Draupadi Murmu. In the notice, it was stated that her statement is inconsistent with the established rules and conduct and parliamentary ethics and etiquettes. The BJP MPs have urged the Rajya Sabha chairman to take cognizance of the matter and initiate disciplinary action against Mrs. Gandhi. Talking outside Parliament, BJP MP Faggan Singh Kuliste said that the remarks are in violation of parliamentary traditions and conduct.
हमारे कांग्रेस के मित्रों ने भारत के राष्ट्रपति के साथ में किस प्रकार का व्यवहार अभद्र टिप्पणी करना ये इस देश के लिए अच्छा नहीं वो भी महिला और आदिवासी ये स्वयं को विचार करना चाहिए एक माननीय सदस्य अगर इस प्रकार का व्यवहार करेंगे हाउस के अंदर देश के राष्ट्रपति के लिए और ये बहुत ही अशोभनीय है.
All arrangements are being made for the smooth conduct of elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. Polling will be held from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters will decide the fate of the 699 candidates in the fray. Campaigning came to an end last evening. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Election Commission has deployed over 1.8 lakh personnel for the assembly polls. Seizures of cash, liquor, drugs, freebies and precious metals amounting to over 220 crore rupees have been recorded in a strict clampdown of inducements. Of these, the largest component is drugs at 88 crore rupees, followed by precious metals at over 81 crore rupees. This marks a nearly fourfold increase in comparison to the 2020 Delhi Assembly elections, where total seizures amounted to 57.5 crore rupees. Since the enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct, 7,499 complaints have been received through C-Vigil. Out of these, only 32 cases remain under process and the rest have been successfully resolved. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Delhi Metro will begin operations at 4 a.m. on all lines from their terminal stations on polling and counting days of the Delhi Assembly elections to assist the staff deployed for election duty. Trains will run every 30 minutes on all lines until 6 a.m., after which regular services will be available throughout the day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to be attended by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Home Secretary Govind Mohan and chiefs of central agencies like IB and Research and Analysis Wing, RAW, along with other senior officials. The last such review meeting was held on December 19, 2024, in which Mr. Shah directed all security agencies to continue working in a coordinated manner to eliminate terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. Meanwhile, an ex-serviceman was killed in a terrorist attack in South Kashmir's Kulgam district yesterday. Security forces said terrorists attacked the ex-serviceman along with his wife and daughter in the Behibag area of Kulgam. His wife and daughter, who were injured in the attack, are under treatment and are reported to be in stable condition. Security forces have cordoned off the area to nab the attackers. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that the commercial operations for trains to Kashmir will be launched soon and disclosed that all tracks in Jammu and Kashmir have been electrified. Addressing a video press conference from Rail Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday, the Railway Minister announced that all necessary testing processes for the much-awaited Katra-Srinagar railway line have been completed. He said that the ongoing redevelopment of Jammu Railway Station, once completed, will ensure direct railway connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar.
बड़ा आवंटन है, ये मैसिव आवंटन है और मैं इसके लिए प्रधानमंत्री जी को और वित्त मंत्री जी को धन्यवाद देना चाहूंगा. रेलवे के लिए इतनी बड़ी सौगात है, ये बहुत अच्छा ये आवंटन है और इसका प्रभाव भी दिखाई दे रहा है. पिछले साल 5,300 किलोमीटर नए रेलवे ट्रैक बने, इस साल 4,60,000 करोड़ के नए प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं. 50 नई नमो भारत ट्रेन्स बनेंगी, 100 नई अमृत भारत ट्रेन्स बनेंगी, 200 नई वंदे भारत ट्रेन्स बनेंगी, 1,000 नए पुल और अंडरपासेस बनेंगे.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk will visit Prayagraj Mahakumbh today. He will take a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. The King of Bhutan reached Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Here is more from our correspondent.
Mahakumbh is witnessing an overwhelming show of faith and attracting crores of devotees from India and abroad. They are taking holy bath at the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. The King of Bhutan will visit Akshayavat and Bade Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. He will also explore the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Center. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also present on the occasion. Last week, 110 member delegation, including heads of mission and diplomats from 71 countries, took a holy dip at Sangam. The Mahakumbh Mela, which commenced on 13th January, will continue till 26th February. Over 37 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Secretary General of Shanghai Cooperation Organization Nurlan Yermakbayev arrived in New Delhi today. In a social media post, External Affairs spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said the visit underscores the country's commitment to enhancing regional cooperation, security and trade and economic development. Mr. Yermakbayev is on a four-day visit to India. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a one-month delay in U.S. tariff hikes on Canada and Mexico after the two neighboring countries agreed to strengthen border security efforts. However, tariffs against China are still scheduled to go into effect today. In a social media post, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, during a call with Trump, he pledged additional cooperation on border security. Trudeau mentioned that Canada is implementing its $1.3 billion U.S. border plan, which includes reinforcing the border with new helicopters, technology and personnel, enhanced coordination with American partners and increased resources to curb the flow of the banned fentanyl drug. Earlier, Trump revealed that he had a positive conversation with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, who agreed to deploy 10,000 soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border. Moving on to sports, in table tennis, India's Manoj Shah and Diya Chitale will be in action at the WTT Singapore Smash in Singapore this evening. The duo is set to face the Mexican pair of Marcos Madrid and Arancha Cosio in the mixed doubles pre-quarterfinals. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. In the Indian Super League ISL football, Odisha FC held on for a 2-2 draw against Northeast United FC at the Kalinga Stadium in Odisha last evening. An injury time goal from Isaac helped Odisha secure the draw and earn a point. FC Mohun Bagan will take on Punjab FC at the Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata tomorrow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. The Reserve Bank of India has informed that the total value of 2,000 rupee banknotes in circulation has dropped to 6,577 crore rupees as of the 31st of last month. In a statement, the RBI has clarified that 98.15% of the 3.56 lakh crore worth of currency notes in circulation in May 2023 have been returned to the system. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to V.C. Pramod.
Thank you, Naresh. The Delhi Assembly election has been covered prominently in most dailies. Freebies election draws close, headlines the Pioneer. High voltage Delhi campaign wraps up, voting tomorrow, writes the Tribune. Quoting Secretary Department of Financial Services on the budget proposals, the Financial Express writes, tax sops to add 45,000 crore rupees to bank deposits in FY26. A front page story in the Hindustan Times says that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to meet US President Donald Trump on February 13th in Washington. Trump tariffs hammer markets globally. Rupee sinks below 87 to a dollar, reports the Business Standard. And finally, Indian origin banker, musician Chandrika Tandon, at the age of 71, has won her first Grammy, the award for Best New Age, Ambient or Chant Album for Triveni, writes the Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Pramod. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament to resume discussion on the motion of thanks on President's address in Parliament. Delhi gears up for assembly polls tomorrow, all arrangements put in place for smooth conduct of elections. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to chair security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk to take holy dip at Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj this morning. President Donald Trump pauses U.S. tariffs for 1 month against Mexico and Canada. Tariffs on China come into effect today. And in table tennis, India's Manoj Shah and Diya Chitale to play mixed doubles pre-quarterfinals in WTT Singapore Smash. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.